We get rolling this afternoon by welcoming back to the program from Sports Illustrated and the Wilder Project. It's easier to spell than to say on SITV, Sports Illustrated's Charlotte Wilder. Hello, Charlotte.
Hey, Rich. Great to hear your voice again.
Great to have you back on with us. Man, we haven't talked to you since the Sports Illustrated gig happened, and this thing is just going great for you.
Oh, well, thank you so much. I know, I'm sorry, I've been sort of running all over the place. But yeah, I could not be happier with the way this job is going. It's just, it's been really fun so far.
Well, listen, I know I understand where I fall in the hierarchy here. If you can be hanging out with Stanley Cup champions, that's much better than talking to me.
Oh no, it's not, Rich. You're the top. you come before anyone.
Well,
you know that.
I'm glad to hear that. You did have one of our favorites on the show. I saw that our friend Josh Gondelman was on with you.
Yes, he's the best. He's such a lovely guy and a really good friend of mine. And so I said, Josh, would you do me a favor? You come on my show. And he was like, oh, I would love to. And we just had so much fun. I actually just watched a cut of it. It'll come out this week. And it was a really fun time.
So for anybody who is uninitiated for whatever reason, how would you describe the Wilder Project to them?
Oh, man. How would I describe it? Well, it's a show that I have on SITV, which is our streaming service. And each week has a theme, and I have a guest, and that guest comes on, and we sort of talk about themes in sports. Like this week with Josh was sports meltdown, which was really fun. You know, the best times athletes have totally lost it in professional sports.
Nope. Did we lose Charlotte? Oh, no. We have reestablished contact here with Charlotte Wilder. Sports Illustrated can't buy you a decent cell phone, for God's sakes.
I know. This is my fault. That was not supposed to happen.
No, it's all right. You know, we'll blame it on Aunt Char. It was her doing, right?
Oh yeah, my alter ego, Aunt Char. She messes everything up. Let me tell you.
She still has a rotary dial cell phone, I think.
She does. It's on its last legs, but it's hanging in there.
Now, well, Charlotte, we care about you, and so I say this from a place of love and concern. Is it time for an intervention when it comes to your affection for Jay Cutler?
Oh, boy. Well, have you been watching his new reality show?
Only because I saw you tweet about it, yes.
Well, listen, then you know that it's really the most magical thing we've got going for us as a nation right now, Rich.
There's no question about it, and he's every bit as Jay Cutler-ish as you hoped he would be.
Oh, my God, he's exactly as Jay Cutler-ish. You know, the whole joke when he was playing in the NFL was that he, not that he didn't care, but, you know, he never betrayed much emotion, and you see that kind of holds true in his personal life as he's trying to convince his wife to move houses.
He's just a little ray of sunshine that has been sent to us when we need it most.
He really is. I feel like we're very blessed.
Now, real live rays of sunshine are coming out of your old stomping grounds in Boston. How about those Red Sox?
Oh, my God. I know. Can you believe it?
It's crazy. I thought they'd be good, but I had no idea they'd be this good.
I didn't either. I was really, really worried about the Yankees when the season started. And, you know, I think this might be one of the best squads ever. I mean, there's a chance they could do the damn thing this year.
Absolutely. So as you watch, whether it's the Red Sox or your Patriots, anybody else, is there an athlete out there, not counting Jay Cutler, that you're just wildly entertained by, regardless of their level of talent, but because of the kind of person they are?
Oh, man. That's a really good question. You know, I think LeBron will always entertain me just because he's such a big name, but also because he's so interesting. You know, what, even down to his fashion choices, like when he wore the short suits. I love seeing what he's up to, and I think it's only going to get more entertaining as he starts his tenure with the Lakers with the cast of characters they've assembled around him.
We haven't talked with you, Charlotte, since you had a weird little online thing with poor, confused Ed Werder.
Oh, yeah, that was weird. For those of you who don't follow me on Twitter, it's just probably for the best. I got into a little bat. Well, I didn't, but I tweeted out a job, and I said, you know, let me know if you're interested in this, especially if you're a woman, which Ed took to mean that I was excluding men, even though, you know, just trying to help out because sports media is 90% male, and I think we could do better than that. But yeah, it turned into this whole back and forth. I ended up on TMZ. Pretty wild.
Yeah, but as I understand from our friend Chad Finn, it certainly helped the company because you got a ton of people applying for the job, right?
We did, yeah. It was actually really exciting. We had, you know, a ton of people apply, a lot more women than would have if that hadn't happened, I think. And, you know, I got a lot of lovely messages from people. So overall, I'd say it was pretty positive. I felt, you know, Ed had to be the one to die on that hill, I guess.
Let's also talk about somebody you've worked with who's leaving his job, and we're all sad about that. You filled in for him. You're a frequent guest on NPR's Only a Game. We're going to miss Bill Littlefield so much.
Oh, I know. Can you believe this weekend is his last show?
No, I can't. It's not fair.
No, he's you know, that show is an institution, but also Bill is, you know, it's hard to imagine that show without him, honestly.
So for you, Charlotte, what's up next? When can people see this new edition of The Wilder Project?
It'll be out this week, either tomorrow or Thursday. And I have a story on the 25th anniversary of The Sandlot that I'm working on.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
Yeah, and I've got three documentaries I'm actually in the process of producing, and there are going to be two articles that go along with those. So I'm really excited. It's a busy time over here, and I may have some news about a podcast soon, too. So stay tuned.
That is fantastic. Well, I'm not just saying it because you're here. I said it on the air yesterday. If we keep this show going down the road, not too far, we're going to say to people, you know, Charlotte Wilder used to be on our show before she became fill in the blank, whatever it is, best-selling author, Pulitzer Prize winner, you name it. You're so talented. We love your work and love having you on with us.
Rich, you're going to make me cry on the sidewalk in New York. Thank you so much.
No.
I cannot tell you how much that means to me, and I will always come on your show, so you're stuck with me, whether you like it or not.
All right, well, we like that a lot. I can't wait to see the newest edition of The Wilder Project at SITV.com. Charlotte, thanks so much, as always, for being with us.
Thank you, Rich. Have a wonderful rest of the day.
You too.